Namo Bhaktivinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanugavarayate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. On this most auspicious day of the celebration of the appearance of Srila Thakur Bhaktivinod in this world, we can meditate on his life by singing songs which he composed describing his life. All of his songs, and there are many of them, are intense personal calls out to Krishna. There are also those which are praising Krishna and describing various aspects of our Gaudiya Siddhanta. But especially these songs, which we're going to sing now, some first few songs we'll sing, are from the beginning of his collection of songs, Sharanagati. There's the introductory song, and we'll begin at song number 2, in which he describes his own life. The way he describes it, from our perspective, is not accurate. It's a great mystery of Vaishnavism that Uttam Hoya Apanake Mane Trinadham. The topmost devotee thinks himself to be the most fallen. It's inconceivable. But by presenting these songs, which are very personal, they specifically apply to his life, or many of them, his activities, what he did. He was immersed in study, material studies. He wandered here and there for gaining money, for maintaining his family. And the point he's making again and again in the first few songs, many of which are similar in many ways, is that he wasted his life forgetting Krishna. And now in his old age, he's calling out to Krishna, "What can I do now? I'm simply dependent on your mercy." This expresses that the aspect of Sharanagati, the six-limbed process by which we surrender to Krishna. This expresses dainya, the feeling of being very fallen and dependent on the Lord's mercy, utter humility. In the Sanskrit verse which describes these six angas, these six limbs of Sharanagati, this karpanya synonym, it comes last. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his collection of songs under the heading Sharanagati, has described this first. So either you describe all the five first and then say the humility is the underlying feature that supports the others, or in the beginning, if there's not this feeling of utter humility, then there's no progress. There's no proper progress in devotional service. This is instructive for us as conditioned souls. It's very personal how Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings, but by singing we can reflect on our own condition and how we need to cry out to Krishna. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by composing these songs, they're so touching that we automatically feel in that mood. It could be compared to the genre of music that came out of the American slave culture, the blues. When you've got no hope in life, and of course out of that comes soul also, that you're praying to God, that we have no hope but you. So it's the same feeling. And then out of that, of course, came rhythm and blues, and then rock and roll, and then all kinds of nasty things. But the feeling of calling out, now I have nothing but you. Now we may say, well, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a very distinguished and respected person in society, so he's not going to call out as in the same way as the slaves called out in their soul music. They're not going to be the same feeling, but it is the same feeling, and actually it's more intense, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's pure devotee of Krishna, he's very close to Krishna. It's so intense, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is demonstrating by this that even if one is materially well situated, he should feel that his life is empty without Krishna, which it is, actually. So we'll start. I asked all of you to read the meaning of these songs before we started singing them today. I hope you have done so, otherwise it may be difficult to understand what we're singing. It's a great boon for me in my life, that this life, that I was able to learn Bengali well enough to be able to understand the meaning of these songs directly. At least the words, to actually enter into the spirit is something else. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur takes us on this journey by having these songs. He published them, and then he specifically ordered that they be compiled into songbooks and distributed. He did that actually after he passed away. If you see in the Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav that's recorded, that after he had passed away, he appeared in a dream to Paramananda, who was among the first three or four disciples of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and he was managing the press when Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati had nothing materially, but he had a press. So that was one of the first things he got. So Paramananda was managing that, including getting materials, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur told him, you find out all the old magazines, Sajana Toshani, in which these songs are published, and you gather them and make songbooks and distribute them. So he wanted that this be shared with others. So we'll begin. Bhuliya tomare shonshare ashiya peena na bidha beta. Tomara charane ashiya chiyami bolibo dukhera kotha. Janani jathare chilam jakan bishamma bandhana pashe. Ek ba prabhu dekha diya more bonchile edina dashe. Tokona bhavinu janama paya karibo bhajana tava. Janama hoilo parimaya jale na hoilo jnana laba. Adorera chale shajanera kole hashiya katanu ka. Janaka janani snehete bhuliya shangshara lagilo bhalo. Krame dina dina balaka haiya kelinu balaka shaha. Arkichu dine jnana upajilo pathak pari aharaha. Vidara gaurabe bhumi deshe deshe dhana uparjana kari. Shajana palan kari ek mane bhulinu tomare hari. Bardake ekon bhakati binoda kandeya katora ati. Na bhajya taure din rita gelo ekona ki hobe gati. So various disasters are described in this song. Shongshar lagilo bhalo. I found that material life is very nice. That's the first disaster. Such a nice description. He's a nice little boy playing on the lap of his mother and father and all the relatives, and they're petting him, and it's so nice. And that's the first disaster. He found it very nice in material existence, even though he had prayed in the terrible condition within the womb to Hari, when I come out, I'll worship you. But he forgot. Then the description of how he came out, and boy grew up playing, studying, then going place to place, earning money, maintaining his family. Then the next disaster. Doing all this, I forgot you, Hari, now in old age. crying with crying out loudly, feeling that I didn't worship you. My life went uselessly. Now what will be my destination? Then in the next song, he specifically focuses on his studies and how they were useless, how he was enamored by the prospect of study. He studied in English medium, which was something quite unusual at the time, only for the most prestigious young men of India could study in English medium, very, very small percentage, with the prospect of getting a good job afterwards, government job especially, which he did. But he feels that how this has really messed me up. Bidara bilashe kartainu kal parama shahoshe ami. Tomara charan nabhojinu kabu ekon sharana tumi. Parite parite bharasha barilo gyane goti hobe mani. She asha bifal, she gyan durbal, she gyan ogyan ajani. Jara bidda jato mayar bhaibhav tomar bhajane badha. Moha janamiya anitta sangsare jibake karaye gadha. She gadha hoye sangsare rabhoja bahino aneka ka. Bardokhe ekon shaktir abhave kichu nahi lage bhalo. Jibana jatana hoilo ekon shibida abida bhelo. Abidara jala ghatilo bisham shibida hoilo shelo. Tomara charan bina kichudan sangsare na ache a. Ah. Bhakti Binod Jaro Bidachari Tuapada Koresha. Yeah, this is the point. Toma charan bino kichudan shangshare na achaya. Apart from your lotus feet, he's praying to Krishna, there's nothing of any value in the whole of material existence. That's the point. How this materialistic knowledge, which he was so enamored by, now in his old age, this theme, he'll come again and again to this theme, that in old age, I'm weak, I'm diseased, I can't find anything good, even materially, but there's you, Krishna. So he comes to this theme again and again, and particularly states here that knowledge, now he understands that knowledge is the antithesis of knowledge, and he put so much value on it, now it's like a spear in his heart. He feels like that. So giving that up, he's this materialistic knowledge, he's making the lotus feet of Krishna the essence of his life. In the next song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur will explain his life, at least as we can see it externally, and what's going on internally. Also, beginning from his youth, jobane jakan dhana uparjane hoinu bipula kami. Dharma smarya grihinir kar dharinu takana ami. Shamsara pataye tahara sahita kala koi koinu koto. Bohu shuta shuta janam alabhiya marame hoinu hato. Shangshar er bar bare dine dine achal hoilo gati. Bordeke ashiya gharile amare astir hoilo mati. Gharile amare kirai astir chintai jarito abhabe jalito chito. Upai na deki andhakarer moy ekon hoyeche bhito. Shangsara tatini shotna heshesh marana nikarte ghora. Shabha Shama Pia Bojibu Tomai E Asha Bifalamo. Ebe Shuno Prabhu Ami Gatihin Bhakti Vinodakai. Tava Kripa Vinu Shakali Nirasha Deho More Padashray. Bhaktivinoda, looking back at his life and thinking, what did I do? What have I done? I've wasted my life. Of course, he lived a life of exemplary Krishna consciousness, but he's feeling like, I got a family, I got so many children, I wasted so much time. Now in old age, my mind is disturbed by all the diseases and pains. The rush, the rushing river of material life it's not coming to an end, and now my terrible death is coming close. I had the idea that I would offer everything to you and simply worship you, but now that hope has become useless. It's just not happening. So now listen. Just listen. Krishna, I have no hope. I'm calling out to you. Bhaktivinoda is calling out to you. Without your mercy, everything is hopeless. So please give me the shade of your lotus feet. Shelter at your lotus feet. The next song that we're saying is the most painful in my estimation, because Bhaktivinoda is just talking as if he's like a complete demon, which of course he's not. It's very suitable for, at least I can say myself, how many lives have I passed in such a horrible consciousness. He's describing his life. Amar jibon shada pape roto nahika punneralesh. Parera udbeg diachi jekoto. Diache ji bere klesh. Nija shukha lagi pape nahi dori dayahina sharta pa. Parashukhe dukhi shadamita bhashi paradukha shukaka. Ashesha kamana hride majema kodhidamba parayan. Madha mata shada bishaye mohita hingsa garba bhibhushan. Nidralasha hato shukarje biroto Akajayo dogi ami. Pratishta lagia shatta acharana lobahata shadakami. Eheno durjana shajana barjita aparadhi niranta. Shubhakarja shunya shadana tarmana nana dukhe jaraja. Bardake ekan upai bihin tate dina akincha. Bhakati binoda prabhura charane kare dukha nivedan. So in this song, there's no asking for mercy, just telling his story as he sees it. I'm just telling it to you. He's telling it to Krishna. And it's just like, this is my position. he doesn't even say, I'm aspiring for your lotus. He's just describing his bad qualities as he sees it. But I'm very sorry. I'm calling out to you, Krishna. This is my position. I'm just telling you my sorry condition. Which he'll continue in the next song, which is not really Bengali, as a matter of interest. Or a mixture of Bengali and Hindi, something like that. Prabhu he shuno mor dukhera kahini. Prabhu he Prabhu he shuno mor dukhera kahini. Bishaya hala hala shudha bhane piyalu. Baba Shana Dina Mani. Kela Rashe Shai Shaba Paraite Kaisha. Gawaulu nabhelo bibe. Bogaboshe jobane gharpati bashilu. Shuttamita bara lavane. Bridhakala aula shabshuk bhagala. Pira boshe hoino kato. Shabendriya durbala kina kaleba. Bhoga bhabe dukhito anta. Jnana labha hina bhakti rashe banchita. Amar ki habe upai. Patita bandhu tu, patita dhamma ham. Kripai uthao tavapai. Bicharite abahi guna nahi paudi. Kripa karo charato bichara. Tava pada pankaja siddhu pibauta. Bhakati bino de karopa. Bhakati bino de karopa. There are a few songs describing the life of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur by himself, described by himself, describing what he feels about all of this. And next we'll sing some songs. And remember, these are only just samples from his many, many songs. Sing some about his internal life with Krishna. Or, more specifically, as a servant of Radha.
I forsook you, O Lord, and came to this world of pain and sorrow. Now I submit my tale of woe at your lotus feet. While still in the unbearable fretters of my mother's womb, I saw you before me I saw you before me. You revealed yourself but briefly and then abandoned this poor servant of yours. At that moment, I swore to worship you after taking birth. But birth came, and with it, the network of worldly illusion which robbed me of all good sense. As a fondled son in the lap of relatives, I passed my time smiling and laughing. My parents' affection helped me to forget the pangs of birth, and I thought the world was very nice. Day by day, I grew and soon began playing with other boys. Shortly, my powers of understanding emerged. I read and studied my lessons incessantly. Traveling from place to place, proud of my education, I grew wealthy and maintained my family with undivided attention. O Lord Hari, I forgot you. Now in old age, Bhakti Vinod is sad. He weeps. I failed to worship you, O Lord, and instead pass my life in vain. What will be my fate now? Next song, Vidyara Vilase. Translation. With great enthusiasm, I spent my time in the pleasures of mundane learning and never worshipped your lotus feet. O Lord, now you are my only shelter. Reading on and on, my hopes grew and grew, for I considered the acquisition of material knowledge to be life's true goal. How fruitless these hopes turned out to be, for all my knowledge proved feeble. Now that I know all such erudition is actually pure, ignorance. All the so-called knowledge of this world is born of the flickering potency of your illusory energy, Maya. It is an impediment to the execution of devotional service to you. Indulgence in mundane knowledge verily makes us an ass of the eternal soul by encouraging his infatuation with this temporary world. Here is one person who has been turned into such an ass, who for so long has carried on his back the useless burden of material existence. Now in my old age, for want of the power to enjoy, I find that nothing at all pleases me. Life has now become agony, for my so-called erudite knowledge has proven itself to be worthless ignorance. Material knowledge has now become a pointed shaft and has pierced my heart with the intolerable burning pain of ignorance. O Lord, there is no treasure worth seeking in this world other than your lotus feet. Bhakti Vinod abandons all his mundane knowledge and makes your lotus feet the sum and substance of his life. Next song, Yawane Jhakana. Translation. When I was young, I greatly desired to earn money. At that time, bearing in mind the codes of religion, I took a wife. Together we set up a household, wasted much time, had many sons and daughters. My heart grew heavy. The burden increased day by day. I felt my life at a standstill. Old age came, grabbed me, and made my mind fickle and disturbed. Diseases trouble me now, and constant anxiety has made me feverish. My heart burns from lack of satisfaction, and I see no way out. All is darkness, and I am very much afraid. The current of this worldly river is strong and relentless. A frightening, gloomy death approaches. How I wish I could give up my worldly attachments. I would worship you, O Lord, but it is a useless hope. Now please hear me, O Lord, for I am utterly helpless. Bhakti Vinod says, without your mercy, everything is lost. Please give me the shelter of your lotus feet. Next song, Amara Jivana. Translation. I am an impious sinner and have caused others great anxiety and trouble. I've never hesitated to perform sinful activities for my own enjoyment. Devoid of all compassion, concerned only with my own selfish interests, I am remorseful seeing others happy. I am a perpetual liar, and the misery of others is a source of great pleasure for me. The material desires within the core of my heart are unlimited. I am wrathful, devoted to false pride and arrogance, intoxicated by vanity, and bewildered by worldly affairs. Envy and egotism are the ornaments I wear. Ruined by laziness and sleep, I resist all pious deeds, yet I am very active and enthusiastic to perform wicked acts. For worldly fame and reputation, I engage in the practice of deceitfulness. Thus I am destroyed by my own greed and am always lustful. A vile and wicked man such as this is rejected by godly people is a constant offender. I am such a person, devoid of all good works, forever inclined toward evil, worn out and wasted by various miseries. Now in old age, deprived of all means of success, humbled and poor, Bhakti Vinod submits his tale of grief at the feet of the Supreme Lord. Next song. Prabhu he suno mor dukera kahini. Translation. Hear, O Lord, my story of sadness. I drank the deadly poison of worldliness, pretending it was nectar. And now the sun is setting on the horizon of my life. I spent my childhood in play, my youth in academic pursuit, and in me there was no sense of right or wrong. In my young manhood, I set up a household and settled down to the spell of material enjoyment. Children and friends quickly multiplied. Soon old age arrived and all happiness departed. Subjected to disease, troubled and weak, all my senses are feeble now. My body rackled and exhausted, and my spirits downcast in the absence of youthful pleasures. Devoid of even a particle of devotion, lacking any enlightenment, what help is there for me now? Only you, O Lord, friend of the fallen. I am certainly fallen, the lowest of men. Please, therefore, lift me to your lotus feet. Were you to judge me now, you would find no good qualities. Have mercy and judge me not. Cause me to drink the honey of your lotus feet and thereby deliver this Bhakti Vinod.
Okay, next you can read the next song we'll sing, Amita Shananda Shukada Bhashi. Yeah, I'll read it before we sing it. Or I can give a translation. Ad lib translation. I am a resident of Shananda Shukada Kunja. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his old age, went to live in Godrum in Navadvip Dham and made a place which he called Shananda Shukada Kunja. Now, anyone can go and buy some land and give the house a name, but this is his, as he explains elsewhere, this is his eternal place of residence. It's Navadvip Dham, and he's an eternal resident of Navadvip Dham. So I am a resident of Swananda Sukhata Kunj, Radhika Madhav. I'm a maid servant, specifically female servant, of the lotus feet of Radhika and Madhava. I become happy when they come together, and when they're separated, I feel as I'm going to die from distress. I don't like to see the place called Shakistali, which is the place of the rival gopis of Radha. I'm afraid if I even see that place, I'll remember Shaibya, who's one of the principal followers of Chandrabali. So this also comes in the Sharanagati series of songs. This is pratikul, that which is detrimental to devotion. But this is not on the stage of a sadhak. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives us so many songs on the stage of a sadhak, which is useful for us, someone who's trying to become Krishna conscious. This is on the stage of siddhi, the perfect stage. This is actual stage. So he says that all of these female friends of Chandrabali, they're all pratikul. They're all detrimental. Just seeing them hurts me. It just hurts me at the core. Seeing the kunj of Radha, I want to bring Radha's Hari, Krishna, I want to bring him there. In the happiness of bringing Radha and Govinda together, I don't want to even see the face of those who are opposed to this principle. All of those who are against Radha, this is in the Vraja Leela. He's not talking about demons here, but all those who are opposed to Radha, I don't even want to talk with them. Bhaktivinod has surrendered his life with great care at the lotus feet of Radha. Amito Shananda Shukada Bashi Radhika Madhava Charanadashi Amito Duhara Milane Ananda Kari Duhara Bijoge Dukhete Mori Shakishtali nahi herinayane Dekile shaibake paraye mane JJ pratikul chandrara shaki Prane dukha pai tahare deki Radhika kunja adhar kari Loite chahe she radha hari Shri radha govinda milan shuka Pratikula jana heri mukha Radha pratikul jate kajan sambharshane kabu na hoy man bhakati binoda shri radha charane shapechi parana ati bajatane This is all inconceivable. It's inconceivable how Bhaktivinoda Thakur can describe himself as a sinful person, and it's inconceivable these pastimes at the highest level. At the same time, he's talking. For us, what's detrimental to our devotional service is eating meat, drinking wine, illicit sex. All these things. And for him, it's seeing the pure devotees of Krishna who are not in the party of Radha. It's inconceivable. But we'll read because this is his life. Next, we'll sing. Is also from Sharanagati. What are we going to sing? Vrishabhanu Sutta. Yeah, there are so many songs. I just chose a few. Vrishabhanu Sutta. I believe I did a whole talk on this once. No, I think it was the one before that. Yeah. So, a brief translation of this. The daughter, it's different syntax, isn't it, English? I will be a palodashi, a maintained maidservant in the service of the lotus feet of the daughter of Vrishabhanu, which means Radha. I will endeavor always to make Radha happy. Knowing that in Radha's happiness lies Krishna's happiness. And even if I have the opportunity, I would never desire to leave the lotus feet of Radha to join and associate with Krishna. The Shakis, the more older gopis, because as we'll find from the next song, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is a very young gopi. The elder gopis, they are my best and well wishers. And they are my teachers, they're my gurus in the matter of understanding and serving the love between Radha and Krishna. Becoming a follower of them, I will serve the lotus feet of, or the desire fulfilling tree of Radha's lotus feet. Giving up the party of Radha. Oh, it's all. Those who give up the party of Radha, whoever they may be, in whatever way they do it, whatever way they do so, I'll never see them. I don't want to see them. Because, and here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives his, in summary, his identity. I am always in the party of Radha. Amito Radhika Pokha Pati Shada. And we'll, that's more elaborated on in the next song that we'll sing. So he gives intimate insights into his spiritual existence. Vrishabhanu Sutta Charana Shebane Hoi Beje Paladashi Shri Radhar Shuk Shatata Shadhane Rahibo Ami Prayashi. Shri Radhar Shukhe Krishna Jai Shuk Janibo Mone Te Ami. Radha Pada Chari Shri Krishna Sangame Kabuna Hoi Bokami. Shaki Garna Mama Paramashuhita Jugala Premera Guru. Tadanuga hoye shevi bo Radha charana kalapataru. Radha pakha chari jayjan shayjan jay bhabe take. Amito Radhika Pokapati Shada Kabuna hi herita ke. So those are all songs selected from the series Sharanagati, then from another song collection of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's, the Gita Mala collection of collections. We have in his Siddhilalasha, his desire for perfection, the description of his form in Rajalila. Oh, that, yeah. With his bodily complexion. Now it's her. Her bodily complexion is like lightning. Her dress is stars, like speckled star dress. And the name is Komala Manjari. He's eternally 12 and a half years old, and his kunja, his own personal grove, is Shwananda Shukada. Shwananda Shukada, which means that which gives one's own pleasure. His service is arranging for camphor, he's among the followers of Lalita and the leader of the group is Radha. So this is his technical term, Ekadasha Bhav, his 11 features of his specific service in Vrindavan. My mistress, that means my lady, my leader, is Radha. But her Natha, the Lord of her life, is Srinandanandana, and he is the wealth of my life. I desire to serve Radha and Krishna, seeing Rupa Manjari and others all on the same level. They're all worshipable. They're all to be served by me. So meditating on this form and this service and this identity, he says, I have great faith that I will certainly attain that form and I will attain that service, the topmost perfection of existence. But when? When will this maidservant have that opportunity? When will it actually happen? Living on the banks of Radha Kunda, serving Radha and Krishna eternally, completely forgetting and giving up my previous existence. Go to the beginning then. Bharane Tarit Bhashtarabali Komala Manjarinam. Share bara barsha boyasya shatato shananda shukada dham. Sh Sri Kapura Seva Lolita Ragana Radha Juteshwari Om. Mameshwari Nata Sri Nanda Nandana Amaparana Dha. Sri Rupa Manjari Prabhriti Rashama Jugala Shebara Ash. Abhasha Sherub Sheba Pabo Ami Parakashta Shubishad. Kabe ba e dashi shangshidhi labhebe Radha Kunde Basha Kari. Radha Krishna Seva Shatata Kari Be Purva Smriti Pari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So there are some insights into the existence of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur through his own writings. He didn't only write songs, he wrote so many other things also. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was lamenting that the people of Bengal, they don't know such a great person has appeared among them, and they don't know we're so blessed to be accepted into this parampara of so many great acharyas, among whom Bhaktivinoda Thakur's position is unique and inimitable. People don't know. They have no idea. Even to begin to understand, first they have to read and hear and understand Bhagavad Gita as it is, then Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we can start to begin to have some kind of idea about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In future, this, so many scholars will happily write books, PhD theses on the teachings of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Even one of his songs, you can make a PhD thesis out of even one of his songs. There's one devotee in Slovenia, which you might know is a country in Europe, although it's probably smaller than Georgia. In population, it's about the same population as Atlanta. Anyway, he lives there. And Mahaprabhu Gora, and he's compiling a lot of information about the life of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he's writing about that, but he's not very good in English. So if someone wants to rewrite that in understandable English, that would be a good service. Of course, yeah, there is scholarship going on. You know, apart from Mahaprabhu Gora, there are scholars in Oxford and elsewhere who are writing on the life and times of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But it's from an external perspective, because the universities, the way they are today, you're not allowed to be spiritually enlightened. It's banned. You can write about it and analyze it from the point of view of mundane scholarship, but to actually have that and be that is not their aim. Rather, their aim is to put it in another box, just like the entomologists. They collect butterflies and put them in boxes, in frames, and they study them. Okay, we got butterflies under control. So they take Bhaktivinoda Thakur and they want to put him in the box of their mind and categorize him. And in this way, think they can understand it. Of course, some of the scholars are also devotees, so they're trying to present it in such a way that the box is there, and a peep, let's have a look into the box. But the constrictions of the mundane scholarship are such that it's very hard to do that. If you open it a little bit too much, you'll be thrown out. And that, it's not just in that scholarship. You can be at the top of your profession and you'll be thrown out if you don't go along with the orthodoxy. And the great example of that is Sir Fred Hoyle, who is perhaps the top astronomer in the world, Sir Fred Hoyle. But he was rejected from the orthodoxy because he didn't accept Big Bang theory. Thrown out, died in ignominy. From the perspective of the mundane scientists. There came a point in his career where he said that, actually, it doesn't make sense. And he made another materialistic theory. which we need not discuss. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada said, by reading my books, you get in touch with all the previous acharyas. We, the followers of Srila Prabhupada, or those who are attempting to follow Srila Prabhupada, we are intimately linked with Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So, his mission is at Swananda Sukhata Kunj in Navadvip and Vrindavan, and his mission, we have to serve that, or you have to serve that, particularly your service is on the streets of Atlanta. So you can remember, especially today, you can pray for the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur to give out these books, this phenomenal service, every day distributing Srimad Bhagavatam sets on the streets to people who have never heard of them. We started doing that in Tamil Nadu, selling books to people who had never heard of Bhagavatam, never heard of ISKCON. Okay, that's great. That's really amazing. But to do it in Atlanta, where there's no, people have no touch, no idea of Vedic culture whatsoever. It's simply mercy. Hare Krishna. Any question? You can ask question. I can't say that I'll be able to reply because we're dealing with inconceivable matters. Hare Krishna. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Swami Maharaj ki jai.